You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Christian Benteke to score and Liverpool to win is 2-1. Cech Diabate to score and Bordeaux to win in the market at 14-1. We've already made mention on the podcast of Liverpool's incredible performance at the Etihad at the weekend. And Bordeaux have just been shocking away from home against English sides in recent history. In their last 11, they've drawn 3, lost 7, won just once, and they failed to score the last 5 trips to England as well. Bordeaux are not even going well in the French league, so this looks like an open goal for Liverpool here. I don't mind 8-15, you know, here.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
I just think people have been burned for so many years back in Liverpool at short prices.
Yeah, true enough, yeah. But I get what you mean, though. It does look a, it doesn't look a bad price. Bordeaux's away record is shocking as well. They've got 1 win this season away from home. That was a 1-0 win in Cyprus in the Europa League. So, you know, and there were players sent off in that game. I think they are poor. Do score goals, but... yeah, not great. What your assessment of them in the French league's poor. You know, just that one defeat for Liverpool since Klopp took over. I know he had all those draws, but you know, you're looking now at a 3-1 win at Chelsea, 4-1 win at Man City. Suddenly it's like, wow, maybe they're a better side away from home than they are at home, because you know they had that defeat to Crystal Palace and you know struggled a bit against Bournemouth as well. If Bordeaux have done the homework and looked at that, you could be looking at a narrow win for Liverpool here, but I think they'll get the job done. It's just interesting to know what the desire is here for Liverpool. What do they want to do in this competition? The second, it's 2 points behind, really. I mean, if they beat Bordeaux here, though, they get it's over,
yeah,
isn't it?
They're thrown.
It's all done and dusted. Yeah. So you'd think they'd get the job done. It's just team news again, isn't it? What does he want to do? That Ruben Kazan game. The Liverpool team was Mignolet, Sacco, Lovren, Klein, Moreno, Milner, Allen, Chan, Ibe, Benteke and Firmino. Not bad.
That's not bad.
They brought on the likes of Lallana, Lever and Skrtel. So if that's anything to go by, and that was away from home, this is at home, then you know, I think he'll put a strong team out.
I think 8-15 is good. I like the enhanced odds offer here as well, because I think Christian Benteke is going to want to prove a point. He didn't start the game at the weekend against Manchester City when they were outstanding. I think, assuming that Firmino maybe doesn't play in this match and Benteke comes into the starting lineup, 2-1 for him to score and Liverpool to win is quite attractive.
Yeah, I've done this. This will be the third time I've put this bet up for Liverpool in Europa League this year, and it hasn't landed yet. So that's a little bit of a wealth warning there for you. Liverpool -1. I'm going for at 11-8. You only need a 2-0 victory. I think, you know, like you say, I think there are a few players who want to prove a point. What if Sturridge is fit to come on? You know,
point.
I mean, Benteke's 11-10 to score in the match, by the way, as well, which I think is a good price against a Bordeaux team who've been conceding goals for fun in the French league.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.